Things really started speeding up on April 11th. That's when Judge Stephen Rhodes, the ultimate decider of everything in Detroit's bankruptcy case, ruled the city could pay two major banks $85 million. That settlement lets Detroit wipe out a complicated financial transaction that went sour years ago. But Judge Rhodes also made a point of telling the city's other creditors that, quote, now is the time to negotiate. Soon after that, settlements started piling up. Most of the city's bondholders struck a deal to recoup 74 cents on the dollar. And Detroit's two pension funds approved deals that would spare pensions the kind of deep cuts emergency manager Kevin Orr first proposed. Retirees will still take some hits. Wayne State University bankruptcy law professor Laura Bartel says that last deal is especially important.
Having the pensioners on board, or at least their representatives on board, makes it far more likely that with their recommendations, the two pension classes will vote in favor of the plan.
The plan Bartel is talking about is Orr's plan of adjustment. It's the city's blueprint for shedding its debts and emerging from bankruptcy. Orr's stated goal of emerging by mid-October had struck many people as too ambitious. Now it seems like a real possibility. But city creditors still need to vote on the plan, and among them, pensioners are the biggest wild card. While the proposal calls for less pain than many people expected, there's still a sense that it's just not fair to slash pensions. That's how retiree Cheryl Williams feels. She says that sense of unfairness might influence how she and other pensioners vote.
It is very possible because my husband and I are both general retirees, so what happens to us happens to everybody.
The deal calls for general system retirees to take 4.5% pension cuts, but in Williams' household, the impact is doubled. And Williams says they're already dealing with health care costs that have shot up since all retirees lost their city-sponsored insurance.
It puts us in a very precarious situation.
Many retirees point out that as public employees, they made a pretty modest living, and most don't get huge pensions. But they did bank on secure retirement benefits. George Marcinkowski spent 21 years on the Detroit Police Force. He says those benefits are partly why he and his fellow officers agreed to pay freezes and other cost-cutting measures over the years.
But they always said, well, we're really taking care of you in retirement. And we bought it.
Nonetheless, Marcinkowski says he'll vote for the settlement. The current deal shields uniform retirees from any pension cuts, though they will have to give up some fringe benefits.
Well, I think it's probably one of the best that we're going to end up getting.
And that's the gamble retirees have to take. But there's another big question mark here. The pension settlements depend on a so-called grand bargain coming through. That bargain would use more than $800 million state and private dollars to minimize pension cuts while protecting the Detroit Institute of Arts from possible liquidation. Michigan State University economist Eric Scorsoni says that means state lawmakers have to come up with $350 million over 20 years.
So we'll see now if the legislatures, you know, willing to step forward, and obviously the governor will probably be putting quite a bit of pressure on them to do that.
But while Governor Snyder is on board, many Republican lawmakers have balked at the idea of giving Detroit any money. Scorsoni says that regardless of what Lansing does, Detroit is making history.
This bankruptcy is really going to set the stage for future bankruptcies, you know, in the municipal area, even outside of Michigan.
So while Detroit's bankruptcy seems to be on cruise control right now, the situation remains delicate. A whole lot of people still need to make some big, fast decisions to keep things on track. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.